Now then, and welcome back to Where Anyone Talks podcast. Before we kick off tonight's show,
viewer discretion is advised.
It is advised because we are going down a dark rabbit hole of conspiracy, my friends. Today we are diving into the most mysterious and, let's be honest, bizarre events of 2023. The unidentified object shot down over Alaska. Buckle up, folks, because this is going to be a wild ride. And yes, I am joined by the old lady in white. Say hello, Vicky.
I'm not old.
She's not old. That's what an old person would say. Yes, we are joined by the beautiful Victoria, also known as the old lady in white. Very haunted. I'm still trying to get the haunted Simpson doll. It's not working, but wise words from the old lady in white last night. I maybe should stop trying to do that. But I lied to her. I'm still going to try and get haunted. Hopefully not too haunted. I don't want to be waking up like the girl from Exorcist. Although I do have a couple of crosses and they do look like it might be a fun old time. But anyway, before we get on with tonight's show, folks, if you are new here, thank you and welcome. How the hell did you get here? I appreciate it. Close the door on your way in. Sit down, get a drink, get a beverage, you know, cold drink, hot drink, non-alcoholic, some sort of puff. Whatever kind of drink you want. And buckle up, because I'm heavily dyslexic. Even with stuff I've wrote myself really, really badly to the lady in white's hilarity the other week. Was just laughing at my retardationness. No, she's not finding that funny either. But anyway, she said hello. We're going to... Oh, I didn't give her anything to throw at me. We talked about this last night. I was going to give her something to throw at me, but I forgot to. Or did I? She's got a glass. Well, don't throw that. Well, she probably will, you know. Just put lubricant on it this time now. So if you would do me a massive favour, if you are listening to me on whatever podcast provider you are listening to, hit that follow button. It's an absolute free thing you do, and it really helps me out. Leave me a review as well. That's free as well, and it really helps me out. That's absolutely awesome. If you are listening on Rumble or YouTube, smash that like button and hit that subscribe button as well. They're both free things you can do and really help me out. Help me out massively. That would be absolutely awesome, you guys. Awesome. Another free thing, if you want, it's up to you. I'm not really that bothered about it. If you don't do it, or if you do do it, is share with your friends and family. If you think you've got a couple of friends that might like my style of content, share it their way. Who knows, I might get a nice couple of subscribers out of it. Thank you. And now, to the main event. I normally do drink on these, and I am drinking this well-crafted to refresh Foster's. I'm not going to give it the deepest of review, because it's a Foster's, and if you're an American, I'm pretty sure you can get Foster's in America. But it's a Australian beer. If you're unfamiliar what a Foster's is, it's an Australian beer brewed in England. Is it? I'm pretty sure it's brewed in England. We're gonna crack it open. We're gonna crack this bad boy open, and we're gonna have a little taste of... I know what Foster's tastes like. I assume you do. We've cracked it open. It smells of Foster's. Your general lager. Ah, great. What's your thoughts on the Foster's, Vicky?
It's my favourite drink.
It's Vicky's favourite drink, apparently. You heard it here first, folks. The lady in white has spoken, folks. The old lady in white, sorry, I forgot about that. The old, sorry. The young lady in white. Which one is it? God, I can't win, can I? Bloody hell. Anyway, let's get back to the main event. Cut that gay music. All right, Apparently, Foster's makes my jokes funnier, according to the young lady in white, who's laughing her little head off, sort of. So, I do like Dave Portnoy, and he always does. Everybody knows the rules. One bite. Everybody knows the rules. Pizza review, but he doesn't just have one bite. He has like two or three bites. I'm like, what the hell? What are you doing? You said one bite, everyone knows the rules. But he has a bite, then he has a bite of the crust, and then he has another bite. That's three bites there. I do like it, though. But, yeah, so three sips, and everyone knows the rules. One sip. It's your General Foster's. A lady in white's favourite drink. It's got hoppiness to it. It's got a general lager taste to it. It's nice. It's your bog standard. Definitely better than Carling. Fucking Carling's like fucking dirty dog piss. It's awful. Ugh. You like Carling as well, don't you? Only with lime. Vicky likes Carling as well. Only with lime in it. Only with lime in. Well, we're getting to know a lot about Vicky this week. Welcome to Vicky Talks Podcast. Anyway, I've rambled on far too much, and you're probably not here for that. You're probably here for the unidentified flying object crash in Alaska in 2023, shot down by the US military. What on earth happened? We had about three major events, major UFO events. Yes, one was a Chinese space balloon. I'm serious. One was a Chinese space balloon. What happened to go all the way across America for some unknown reason, spying on all its American citizens, and Joe Biden, we'll shoot down now. And then you had the one in Horseshoe, Alaska, what got shot down, which had the Russians interested in it as well. And I'm blanking on the third one. But we had another one what was shot down in 2023. I did a couple of videos on this one. So it's February the 10th, 2023. The US Air Force is just chilling or doing some usual thing, you know. Yeah, playing a bit of pub. Maybe some cards. Yeah, I'll just picture one of them G.I. Joe types, smoking a cigarette. And so they're just generally, throwing some footballs, I imagine. Playing a bit of pool. Chugging some beer. Yeah, beer. And suddenly, bam, they spot something weird on the radar. And by weird, I mean a floating cylindrical object the size of a small car. Yes, you heard that right, folks. A flying car? No, you're not watching Harry Potter. But not the cool kind of sci-fi movie either. No, just a flying ordinary Renault or Ford. Maybe a Mustang. A silver Mustang flying across Alaska. Now, this object was cruising about 40,000 feet, which is the right and sweet spot for commercial flights.
February.
It could have been Father Christmas. Vicky has pointed out to me in February. He's maybe just taking his reindeer on a little exercise. Who knows? We know Santa Claus has a busy time. And he's not just laying about making presents. He's prepping his reindeer. Who knows? They might stop off at some kinky person's house and then need to get a quick escape. So he's maybe training his reindeer. And maybe this is what the American US Air Force shot down that night. Or that day, sorry. I don't think the lady in white is impressed with that. She's just informed me they did shoot Father Christmas. Have you got any more wild takes? She didn't get anything last year, apparently. Father Christmas, what are you doing? Vicky hasn't seen a Christmas present since 2017. I have no idea why that was so funny. But we're going to leave that in. Foster's really does make me funny. Hey, Foster's. But anyway, let's get on with the show at hand. After a couple of flybys, our brave pilots confirmed that this thing was uncrewed. No little green men waving back at them, unfortunately. But here's where it gets interesting. Some pilots reported that the object interfered with their sensors. Whoa, that's a bit weird, actually. Others said that they had no visible means of propulsion. So basically, it was just hanging out in our skies, defying all known laws of physics. No big deal, I guess. I imagine Elon Musk wants to get his hands on that sort of technology. So at around 10:45 a.m. Alaska time, the decision was made to let off a Sidewinder missile. And we have how much a Sidewinder missile costs. This decision cost the US Air Force $472,000. That's not small beans, is it? That cost the military. Well, let's face it, they'll just write it off. It was fired, and boom, down goes the mysterious object into the icy waters of the Beaufort Sea. And just like that, the F-22 Raptor scored its second air-to-air kill. Take that, UFO, you scoundrels, trying to finger our US military. Let's see how much one of these costs. How much do you reckon a F-22 Raptor costs, folks? Well, we're about to find out. Ooh. An F-22 Raptor costs the military $143 million. Holy moly, that's a pretty penny. That is a pretty penny. That's about the young lady in white's shoe collection. And she said she'd never got any Christmas presents in 2017. I think someone's telling fibbies, it's either her or Santa Claus. Apparently, she hadn't had a Christmas present since 2017. Her shoe collection is massive, folks. Absolute massive. I've got one of them evil looks. You know, it's one of them looks like, you've fucked up. But now, here's where the plot thickens, folks. President Biden later announced that the object was probably a civilian-owned balloon. Yep, all that drama for what might have been someone's lost science project. But hey, better safe than sorry, right? Well, $472,000 is, you know, potentially saved an air a passenger plane. Not saying a passenger plane would have collided with this so-called space balloon. Human life is priceless. Human life is priceless. But I don't buy that excuse. I don't buy that that it was a civilian-owned balloon. I think this was something a little bit more, folks. Something just slightly a little bit more. Maybe Chinese, maybe alien, maybe Google. Who knows? And of course, this explanation didn't sit well with everyone. UFO enthusiasts went wild with theories. Some said it was an alien probe. Others claimed it was a government cover-up. And my personal favourite, yes, my personal favourite, it was a test run for an up-and-coming alien invasion. Because why not add a little spice to our already chaotic world? Believers in the UFO phenomenon have various interpretations and theories about the unidentified flying objects shot down in 2023. And here are some of the most common. extraterrestrial origin. Many UFO enthusiasts believe that the object could be of extraterrestrial origin. They argue that the object's unusual characteristics, such as its cylindrical shape, lack of visible propulsion, and the way it floated, suggest evidence of technology not known to be possessed by any nation on Earth. That's definitely fascinating, definitely fascinating, especially with no sign of propulsion. What I hear from the pilots, it was, and from the radar crews, it was just sort of chilling out. So it does sound like a balloon, unfortunately, but I do like the wild theories, and I tend to lean to UFO and paranormal. I tend to try and lean to that. The evidence we've got, it's hard to say. It's hard to help me lean to UFO. But I do like the theories. It could be some technology from another dimension. So, who knows? Aliens might not even need like propulsion that where we know. They might just have anti-gravity technology to help them with propulsion. Who knows? But the theories are wild, and some of the theories that I've come across, I really made me chuckle, made me laugh, but it made me question a lot. What are your thoughts on the old lady in white? I mean, the young lady in white. She swore at me, folks. What are your thoughts on that, Victoria? She hasn't been... She's not... Santa Claus hasn't visited since 2017. What are your thoughts, though? She doesn't know, folks. I think she's still upset about Santa Claus not visiting her since 2017. What are you playing at, Santa? What are you playing at? You're better than that. You are better than that. A lot of the other theories I was hearing was government cover-ups. Government cover-ups. I do like a government cover-up because there's a lot of them at the minute. Some individuals who hold strong beliefs in extraterrestrial life and unidentified flying objects are skeptical of the government's explanation that the object was simply a civilian-owned balloon. That they suggest that the authorities may be concealing the truth, the true nature of the object. To be fair, let me finish this part off and I'll get with my little crazy thought. In order to prevent public panic or to preserve secretive information about the advanced extraterrestrial technology. Now, these always fascinate me. Why would the government let other entities know they have advanced technology? Why would the government do that? I definitely lean to this one more than anything. That is a government cover-up. Whether that was just a space balloon. If it was a space balloon, maybe it was a Chinese space balloon, like they did in later on in that year. Maybe the government is covering it up so it can reverse engineer the Chinese technology, or maybe try and reverse engineer the alien technology. I tend to think that is reverse engineer alien technologies. Because if you're at odds with Russia or China and they know you have this type of capability, this type of technology, they're going to go all out to try and get that technology themselves. But saying that, how do we know that Russia and China don't have the same technology? And to prevent public panic, that's a load of BS. We've seen all the riots going on here in the UK, here over in America. If they were really that bothered about the public panic, they'd be doing something more to try and stop these riots and massive protests and all that all around our country and in America. So I don't believe that for one second. Increased UFO activity. There are individuals who hold the belief that the recent incident suggests a wider upsurge in the UFO activity. Proponents of this view emphasize... Vicky's just laughing at my dyslexia. Oh, no. and you wonder why Santa hasn't visited you since 2017. I am joking, folks. She's lovely. Proponents of this view emphasize interception of multiple unidentified flying objects occurring concurrently, with some suggesting this may signify escalation in extraterrestrial visitation or surveillance. Technology and testing. Some members of ufology community propose that the unidentified object could potentially be associated with covert technology. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to read it out together.
Technological.
That's it, folks. Experiments conducted by the United States or another nation, according to proponents of this hypothesis, the object could represent an advanced unmanned aerial vehicle or a sophisticated reconnaissance apparatus undergoing trials in isolated regions across our world, which I tend to lean to that one. This could be our government, their government, Chinese government, testing new and advanced technologies across our world. Some technologies, because in the 70s, the US government, so this was in the 70s, the US government were testing drones. They were testing nuclear-powered drones in the 70s. And when do you see drones kicking? When do you see drones kicking off in the mainstream public? Early 2010s, early 2000s. So the military really are 30 years in front of us. So who knows what they're testing out? They may be testing time travel. For lack of a better word, they may be testing some crazy shit that we have no idea. Connections to the Alaska Triangle. Some individuals connect the incident to the Alaska Triangle, an area notorious for mysterious disappearance and paranormal activity. They argue that the object might be related to unusual phenomena reported in this region, possibly indicating a hotspot for extraterrestrial activity. Now, I have done an episode on the Alaska Triangle, so I will link it. If you've not listened to it, hit pause on this and go back and listen to the Alaska Triangle. We have a lot of fun on that episode. Well, I have a lot of fun on that episode. But let's not forget the skeptics, folks. They pointed out that the increased radar sensitivity after the Chinese spy balloon incident could explain why more objects were being detected. And honestly, who can blame them? It's not every day you get to shoot down a flying car. I mean balloon. Damn. Skeptics have several perspectives on the unidentified flying objects shot down in 2023. Here are some of the main points they raise. Civilian balloon explanation. Many individuals who are skeptic about the unidentified flying object concur with the official explanation proposing that the object might have been a balloon owned by a civilian. These skeptics highlight specific characteristics of the object, such as its size and apparent lack of visible propulsion, to argue that these features align with those commonly associated with high-altitude balloons utilized for research or recreational purposes. Some crazy science teacher trying to get a picture of the flat Earth. There'll be a crazy scientist out there who wants to believe in the flat Earth, and he's maybe sending up a balloon with a a GoPro on, trying to prove his flat earth theory. And then the F-22 Raptor came down and shot it down. Shot it down, so no, we can't find if the world is flat or not. Radar sensitivity. Skeptics also point out that the increase in detecting such objects could be attributed to improved radar sensitivity after the incident of the Chinese surveillance balloon. The US military modified its radar systems to detect smaller and slower moving objects that may have been previously overlooked as clutter. This adjustment could clarify why more objects were detected and intercepted within a short time frame. Lack of evidence of extraterrestrial origin. Skeptics are arguing that there is a lack of solid evidence substantiate the claim of the object in question originating from extraterrestrial sources. They emphasize the principle that extraordinary evidence, in this particular case, they assert that the currently available data does not provide sufficient support for the hypotheses proposing the existence of advanced alien technology. Misidentification. Some skeptics have brought up the potential for misidentification as a possible explanation. They propose that the object under scrutiny may just have been incorrectly identified as a weather balloon, drone, or some other innocuous airborne object. Furthermore, the conflicting reports from different pilots regarding the object's behavior and attributes lends credence to this theory. Government transparency. Well, the government have always been transparent with us normal folk. Get down and do your fucking job, you dirty scumbag. Why? Well, so why that made me laugh. While some skeptics are critical of the government's handling of the incident, they generally believe, never believe what the government tell you, folks, that the official explanation is more believable than more sensational theories. They call for greater transparency and thorough investigations to prevent misinformation and speculation. If you're hunting some aliens, if you're wanting some aliens to hunt, or you wanting to go out UFO spotting, when are the best times to go out in Alaska and hunt for some alien? Get me some alien burgers or some UFO spotting. When are the best nights or the best time to go out in Alaska? People say October to March. Here are some reasons why. The nights are longer. During the winter, Alaska experiences long nights and extended periods of darkness, which provides more opportunities for sky watching. The lack of daylight makes it easier to spot unusual lights and objects in the sky. I've earned a beer. Clear skies. Now, I have seen the galaxy in the desert and it's absolutely beautiful. So if you're in that part of the world and there's no light pollution whatsoever, get yourself out there and you will see the galaxy. It's absolutely breathtaking, folks. And who knows, you might spot an alien. Winter often brings clearer skies, especially in the interior and northern regions of Alaska. The reduced cloud cover enhances visibility, making it easier to observe any potential UFO activity. Who knows, you may find a couple of aliens scissoring. Aurora Borealis. Well, not directly related to the UFOs, the Northern Lights are a spectacular and natural phenomenon that can be seen in Alaska during the winter. The auroras can sometimes be mistaken for UFOs due to their vibrant and dynamic displays, adding an extra layer of excitement to your sky watching experience. I am jealous if you get to see them. Write in if you have seen the Northern Lights, folks. Less light pollution. Many areas of Alaska have minimal light pollution, especially in the remote regions. This makes it easier to spot the faint objects in the night sky. That might be a UFO. Might be a Chinese space balloon. It might be Predator. It might be that weird otter man that likes to finger young men. Historical sightings. Some of the most notable UFO sightings in Alaska, such as the 1986 Japan Airlines Flight 1628 incident, occurred during the winter months. This historical context adds to the allure of the winter UFO spotting in this state. Tips for UFO spotting. So here are some tips for UFO spotting, folks. Choose a remote location. Find a spot away from the city lights to maximize your chances of seeing something unusual. Bring proper gear, dress warmly, and bring binoculars or telescope for better viewing. Or if you listen to Stephen Greer, just meditate. Meditate, and you may meditate a UFO down to you. Stay patient. UFO spotting can require long periods of observation, so be prepared to spend some time outdoors. Get a campfire going. Well, you're fucking... That goes your light pollution, I suppose, you fucking dickhead. Let me know what you would do if you wanted to go out UFO hunting or spotting or alien hunting. What would one of the main pieces of kit you would take with you? A pee jucket? A pee bucket? A campfire? A camera? Definitely take a camera, folks. If you haven't got camera on your list, what are you doing? What are you doing in 2024 and you've not got a camera? Take some binoculars. Take a meditation mat, because who knows? If you meditate just a little bit hard, you might get an alien come down to you. So, guys, what do you think? Was it a harmless balloon, an alien scout, or something else entirely? Entirely. Am I saying it right?
You said it right then.
Entirely. Is that said that right?
You say more entire. Oh, fuck.
Yes. I've affected Vicky.
Something else altogether.
So what do you think, guys? Was it a harmless balloon, an alien scout, or something else entirely? I still not said it right.
I think you have. I think it's just a weird word. Get people to write in and say how they think you should say it.
Write in and let me know. I know you won't write in. Just laugh at me. Let me know in the comments below or hit me up on all social media. Send me an email if you want to get in touch. So anyway, guys, what do you think about the unidentified flying object shot down in Alaska in February? Was it a harmless balloon, an alien scout, or something else entirely? Let me know in the comments below or hit me up on all social medias. And all the ways to get in contact with me are in the show notes. So if you want to hit me up by email, Facebook, Twitter, get in touch with me. I love having a conversation with you guys. Awesome conversations with you in the past. It's been awesome. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video with your fellow conspiracy theorists. Well, folks, that wraps up today's episode of Rare D1 Talks. Remember, stay curious, stay skeptical, and keep looking up, because you never know when a flying balloon might just drop by, and who knows, maybe tonight's the night you spot something truly out of this world. Until next time, don't get abducted by a horny alien who just wants to finger you with his special finger. And if you do, ask him for some lube and maybe a little selfie to ease the pain of the good old fingering. Sleep tight and watch them skies. You never know who or what might be watching you. I've been your host, Rare Eddie One, signing off. Stay curious, stay naughty, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. Say bye, Vicky.
Bye.
She said bye. I will see you next week. Peace.